This is the Tri-Star State, a weekly conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of April 15th. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Last week, state lawmakers rejected nearly half the candidates for the University of Tennessee's newly revamped Board of Trustees. That dealt an unexpected blow to Governor Bill Haslam, who is primarily responsible for nominating board members. Earlier in the session, legislators approved Haslam's plan to revamp the board, but at the end of last week, they threw out several of his hand-picked candidates. They are obviously sending a signal. To talk about what that message is and why there's a new board to begin with is Nashville Public Radio State House reporter Chas Sisk. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So let's start with how we landed here. Why did the legislature decide to dismantle the previous board?
Well, this was really Governor Haslam's idea from the beginning, and his rationale for the new board was to streamline oversight of the University of Tennessee system. So what he proposed is reducing the Board of Trustees from 26 members to 12, and that would include 10 people he selects, the agricultural commissioner, and a non-voting student rep, and that's the only person he does not pick. Now, this comes after the board has made some decisions about outsourcing, which, although Haslam says is not the reason for it, is something he has been unhappy with. Outsourcing, of course, is the privatization of some campus functions. And it also comes after the legislature has been very unhappy over some controversies on campus, things like Sex Week, which is the annual Safer Sex program at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. There was also controversy over gender-neutral pronouns, and also people unhappy about the coaching search for the new football coach at UT. So all this is going on, and really led to them wanting a different board. Now, what happened in the end is Haslam released his list of 10 nominees, and by the end of the week, four of those had been rejected, and a fifth had pulled out.
Well, so when it comes to those rejections, is it just a matter of the legislature wanting a clean slate?
Yeah, I think to a degree. I mean, three of the rejected nominees were holdovers from the current board. Another person was a lobbyist, and the fifth person was someone who was very close to Haslam. So all of these were felt to be a little too tied to the existing system. But I also think it was a bit of a show of force by lawmakers. The thinking was that Haslam would be able to appoint this board, and the legislature would just be a rubber stamp. They made pretty clear that they're not going to be a rubber stamp for this governor or any future governor.
Well, universities have long been a favorite political target, as you mentioned earlier, by conservatives, and UT has been no different. Does this new setup give the Republican-led legislature more power to enforce their will on the school?
Yeah, I do think it may change the dynamic between UT and state leaders. Now, conservatives have not been happy with the school for a long time, as I said earlier, but the board has been a buffer between them and the administration. But I think this is really going to start to break down that buffer and really make it where the legislature and the governor are going to be able to put more influence on the university administration.
Well, in the end, the board will still be filled completely by Haslam appointees. Do you think, even after all the rejections, the makeup will be all that different when it comes to viewpoints and perspectives?
Yeah, you know, you're right that the board will, at least initially, be Haslam appointees even after these rejections. And that's because he's going to be able to make interim appointments that'll hold their seats at least through the fall and until the spring when the legislature comes back and can look at the slate again. But those temporary nominees are going to be in a very precarious position. They're going to be up for a vote in the spring. And there's going to be a new governor next year, no matter what. And it's possible that he or she is going to want to put in his or her own people. And you also have to remember, the backdrop to all this is the president's search. There have been rumors that the reason that Haslam wanted to reorganize the UT board is because he wanted to be the president. He totally denies that, but the fact is the new board will select the next president, and this is going to be a way that the legislature and the incoming governor are going to be looking over their shoulder the whole time.
Thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
You can join us every week throughout the legislative session as we talk about all the happenings at the Tennessee State Capitol. Be sure to subscribe to the Tri-Star State wherever you get your shows.